And here about, I would say about 3 months ago, they came and leased it on down as far as they could at $100 an acre. The same company, Stone Oil. Well, when they got to the Borks over there, they turned it down to 150. So they ain't leased it yet. But they're leasing back this way now, I was told, I don't know if this is true, at $150 an acre. I never would turn a lease down because it's, the thing is this, it's just a pickup. You still own your property, you farm it, or you do what you please with it. So I couldn't see any point in losing dollars whenever it didn't cost you anything.
I don't do, sir.
Hey, dude, I wanted to ask you about the land you had here. Now, this water here that comes in, Miss told me that this water raises, it comes in from the coast.
It comes in from the Gulf, Gulf of Mexico.
You have streams like that? In other words, places where water, what do you call that?
Well, there's personally made canals all through the marsh. And then there is a bunch of big bayous. We got plenty of hogs at my place here. There's what we call rollover bayou that go right straight out into the Gulf. Well, we got canals connected up to the head of that bayou. We're back here in the center of the marsh, deep marsh. Well, that water goes and comes. Dr. M.O. Miller has got canals cut here. You see this land right in front. Goes up in front of Mabel's house. Well, now she gave him a permit, and I did also, to cut a big canal. If you notice, she a big canal cut right in front of our house. Well, that's Dr. M.O. Miller cut that.
Okay.
He bought this land on the front here. There's 1,900 acres there. And he levied it all in.
It was all, before he levied it, it was all what?
All marsh and bad marsh, man. The duck hunting ground is what it was then.
Uh-huh. Okay, and now he's made it?
He's made pastures out of it, the graze cattle. In fact, Glenn, my son-in-law, and my youngest son here, Charles, they got that leased for cattle grazing. They got about 900 acres of it leased. And then the rest of it, the other 1,000 acres, approximately 1,000, his children, they graze on it.
Yeah.
But he has worlds of land back behind north of Pecan Island that they use for grazing. They're working on that today with the cattle there.
What I wanted to ask you was about, okay, you got a bayou. Anything smaller than a bayou around here?
Is what?
Something smaller than a bayou would be a...
Well, a bayou, it's all bayous. What ain't bayous that goes out, it's been canals that's been dredged through.
Yeah.
Oil companies, trappers. You got the mail? Let me see what you got.
Oh, I talked to the first.
When there'd been a heavy rainfall, a place that might be cutting a road would be a...
It comes on up. We've got several places like that. Canals cut. That was cut a purpose to drain the north marsh into the front marsh. But a lot of times,